Beitza Perik Aleph, Mishnah Tess 1:9. Now this mission, the next, we'll talk about sending gifts to your friends on Yom Tov. This Mishnah Tess follows the question of what kinds of food stuff gifts may one send to his friends on Yom Tov. And the concern here, potentially, is either that one would go to trouble on Yom Tov to prepare a gift for his friend, which is not really of use to his friend on Yom Tov, according to some of Horsham. Another one, the issue is that a person would end up potentially carrying this gift in the Rosh Hashanah through the public, and if it's not for eating today, it's not necessary for Ochel Nefesh, for food today, which would then make it unacceptable to be doing the transfer. And therefore, the Mishnah again says, Machlokas Beisil and Beishamai, Beishamai is Machmir, Beishamai hold, Beishamai Omrim Ein Mishalchin Beyom Tov Elamanos. The only thing that you can send to your friend in terms of foodstuffs as gifts on Yom Tov is manos, like the word mishloach manos, as we know from Purim, and the sending of edible gifts. And the Bar Tanura says these gifts have to meet two criteria. First of all, they have to be ready for immediate consumption. They're cooked and ready to eat right now. And second of all, they're not the kind of thing that a person would push off until tomorrow to eat, because if they'd wait till tomorrow to eat it, that would undermine the point of Beit Shammah trying to make, which is it has to be specifically for something that would be eaten today and sort of almost must be eaten today because you can't push it off till tomorrow, lest it go to waste. And that would be something like, you know, like say cooked meat or fish and so on, because of course you leave the fish till tomorrow, won't be good anymore. Okay, there are others who basically, however, learn that the issue is simply is that it's specifically for eating today, but not that it's fully cooked today. Barthenor says yes, but others like the mirror say no. In other words, it could be that it's like a raw steak that you get, because you wouldn't leave the raw steak till tomorrow, it'll spoil in the meantime. But if you get a raw steak, at least you can cook it on the grill now and have it fresh and warm as opposed to being cold. That would be okay according to some, but as some explain, Beis Shammai, but not according to the Bar Tanur in any case. Now, Beis Hillel is more lenient, and he says anything that could be eaten on Yom Tov is acceptable. And the reason, therefore, he says, Beis Hillel omrim, mishalchin behema chay va'of, bein chayin bein shchutin. You can send not just meat that isn't cooked, but even living creatures. A behema chay va'of, you could send a behema like a goat or a chaya, a deer, undomesticated animal, of, you know, a duck. That's all acceptable. And the reason why is because a person can shecht on Yom Tov, and therefore he could eat it. So long as the kind of thing that a person might come to eat on Yom Tov and is likely to eat on Yom Tov, it's acceptable. Of course, the person may opt not to, but Beis Hillel is being lenient here. And Beis Hillel is recognizing that to a great degree, it's the thought that counts, if you will, when you send a gift, as we'll see more in the next Mishnah. And therefore, so long as it's the kind of thing that a person could eat if he wanted to, he's sending him a nice gift, that will be acceptable and appreciated, and therefore acceptable on Yom Tov, and it falls under the rubric of permissibility on Yom Tov, because it's the Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, if he eats it today, and even if not, it's certainly still the Matoch principle applies, since it's for the joy that is engendered by sending gifts to one's friend on Yom Tov. That's also part of it, and acceptable as a Yom Tov purpose. More than that, says Beis Hillel, and then the understand that the Mishnah here is talking about Beis Hillel Shita when it says this, Mishalchin Yenos Shemanim Usulasos Ukitnios. You can also send things that people very often put off till tomorrow to consume, like, for example, wines, oils, flour, and kitnios, because they could be eaten today. Certainly, you may opt to save the wine till tomorrow, but you can eat it today as well. So the same kind of thought applies. All these things certainly can be eaten in Yom Tov, and they were very normal to eat them in Yom Tov, just like it's normal to shecht the animal and eat it in Yom Tov in the time of the Mishnah. So it's acceptable. Avalot tavua. But Beis Shammai say you cannot send unground grains, like actual wheat kernels or barley kernels, because to prepare the wheat kernels into bread, you'd have to do tchina, you'd have to grind it, and tochen is forbidden on Yom Tov. And so since you can't grind it, you won't eat it on Yom Tov, and therefore it's forbidden. So someone that cannot be eaten on Yom Tov in a normal way cannot be sent, because it's certain that he'll push it off till tomorrow. But someone which could be eaten is permitted. I mean, if there's no certainty or promise, he will eat it today. As a side point, the Bar Tanur brings this, because of the Gemara, when one sends these gifts, he is not allowed to send like a caravan of people carrying the gifts. So if you're sending, you know, if you'd be sending three people carrying gifts, and certainly if they're three people carrying the same gift, it looks like they're going to market, like within a merchant's, you know, taking these goats or wine or whatever it is to market, and that would look bad, so that's disallowed. But if you have, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens, if you have, certainly if you, everyone agrees, if you have fewer than three people, it's okay carrying it. And if you have even three people, but they're walking not in a straight line, like in a caravan, but a barbuvi in a mix, and they're carrying different types of items, then you could have even 10 people carrying it, because it doesn't look like the kind of way people, merchants going to market, and therefore be permitted. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Mater B'Tavua. Rabbi Shimon's even more lenient. And he says you could even send grains that have not been ground, like whole wheat kernels, as a gift to your friend on Yom Tov. And the reason why is because although one cannot do tchina and grind it in a mill to make flour, if he really wanted to, he could put it in like a mortar and in a small quantity, you know, pound it and make like, you know, oatmeal, porridge out of it. And that being the case, since you can make grits and porridge and oatmeal and stuff like that, at least in theory, that makes it permitted to send, says Rabbi Shimon. But Beis Hillel aren't prepared to go that far. It has to be that it's reasonable to assume it could be eaten, to be permitted. And therefore, the halach will be like Beis Hillel, not like Rabbi Shimon. I suspect that in the year, you know, in the 21st century, sending goats and sheep are unlikely to result in them getting shechted and eaten on the day of Yom Tov. We don't do that nowadays. We don't shech their own sheep, etc. So I would think, halacha lemaisa, sending goats or sheep or cows today would be like sending grains of yesteryear, meaning in theory perhaps it could be shechted, but in practice it won't. So that would probably be forbidden. But in general, the idea is you can send gifts on Yom Tov, and that's going to be acceptable. There's a side point here, in case you're familiar. One is not to transfer ownership of things, whether commercially or even as gifts, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So for a side technical point, the right thing to do would be to make the kinyan, to be makna, to transfer ownership of this bottle of wine that you're giving as a gift before Yom Tov. So before Yom Tov, you pick up this bottle of wine and say, this now becomes my friend's bottle now, and you could deliver it on Yom Tov. That's the proper way to do things. But you know, if you didn't do it that way, there's certainly what to talk about. No need to reject the gift so simply. And more of that another time, or ask your local rabbi. Of course, this comes up all the time in real life.